Not sure I have the word right, but Marge mentioned Wesley's quadrangle. Scripture, human experience, science, church tradition, it does sound a lot like the Catholic Church, but 2 Timothy 3:16-17 shows that sola scriptura, the Bible only, is our authority. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Remember that from last night, that Marge was saying parts of scripture were not correct, that the Bible contains the Word of God, but not is the Word of God. No, it's all inspired of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect or complete, Mr. Rocco, truly furnished unto all good works. So the Bible, the Scriptures, make us complete. It's all we need. It furnishes us unto all good works. In other words, if the Bible doesn't tell you about it, one way or the other, it's not a good work. Sola Scriptura is taught by that verse. Now, why is that so important? Because the only way you could ever find homosexuality condoned is not from the Bible, but by human experience, science, or church tradition. You'll never find anything in the Bible about homosexuality being condoned, approved of. Therefore, that's why it's important to know that sola scriptura, the Bible is our sole authority in religion, is true. That's why it's important to know that for this debate. The word arsenokoethai, she says, means male bed. That's right. Everybody turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. Certainly does mean male bed. The word bed then, and even today, is used as a euphemism for sex. For example, he went to bed with a woman. Or he slept with a woman. We are avoiding using the word he had sexual relations with her. That's a euphemism for sleeping with her. And I did it then. I used the euphemism instead of saying he had sex with her. Hebrews 13, verse 4. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. Are we talking about the sheets that are dirty? No, I don't think so. He said, but the fornicators and idolaters God will judge. So even there, the bed is used as a euphemism for sexual relations. So yes, it does mean male bed. And that is talking about homosexual sex. Here's how the word is defined by the people that know, the Greek scholars. They're all agree on it. Thayer, one who lies with the males with a female, sodomite, Arden Gingrich, a male homosexual, preterist, sodomite, strong, a sodomite, male homosexual, sodomite. Here's how it's translated. Homosexuals, sodomites, partakers in homosexuality. Those who participate in homosexuality. Homosexuals, men who practice sodomy. Marge, I challenge you to bring us a translation of 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9, 1 Timothy 1, verse 2, verse 10, where this word is used that doesn't translate it in such a way that it would indicate that we're talking about homosexuals here. Then Marge said, Jesus is Christ here, is loving your neighbor. Where John 14, verse 15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Amen. So we cannot emphasize love to the exclusion of keeping God's commandments. Right. If we love God, then we'll accept what the Bible has to say on this subject, and it's very clear, homosexuality is wrong, and we'll cease our practice. If we continue in our practice of homosexuality, then we love the sin and the practice more than we love God. If you love me, keep my commandments. Mark says, we're not going to go back to the old way of what does the Bible say. She just admitted that she's not going by the Bible. The gay church, the NCC church, is not going to go back to the old way of what does the Bible say.
Not the old Bibles.
Marge, our debate subject tonight is homosexuality consistent with biblical Christianity? Now, underline the word biblical for a moment. That's the subject for tonight. Is homosexuality consistent with biblical Christianity? Are you admitting now that it's not consistent with biblical Christianity? That it's consistent with your own version of Christianity, but not with biblical Christianity? Are you admitting that when you say we're not going to go back to the old way of what does the Bible say? Are you admitting the answer is no to our question? Are you agreeing with me that it's not consistent with biblical Christianity? You don't have to answer now. Please answer in your next speech. And then she said homosexuals are born that way. And she gave him what she thought was some scientific evidence. Marge, if homosexuals were born that way, since the Bible condemns the practice, homosexuals would just have to go against their inborn preference to avoid sin. If homosexuals are born that way, and I've already said I don't think they are, but if they were, then they would just have to go against their inborn preference in order to avoid sin. Like, for example, I believe all men, ladies too, but all men are born to start with the natural desire when they reach puberty for a woman. But that doesn't give me the right to go out and commit adultery with any woman I see. You know, I might have that temptation, but I have to go against what my urges might tell me to do if I'm just living according to the flesh and not by the Spirit. So I have to control myself. I'm limited to my wife. If homosexuals are born that way, then you're going to have to control your desire because the Bible says that it's wrong. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11, we see some Corinthians that did that. Such were some of you. They can stop, and I believe that proves they were not born that way. But it is not true that people are born homosexual. God would not call something a sin that someone cannot help or was born with. Nothing that a person is born with is ever called a sin in the Bible. So if God says don't do something, you can be sure that a person is not born that way. He's not born a homosexual where he can't help it in such a way that he can't help it if God told him not to do it. Now, she talked about some scientific quotes. Let's just look at one or two. Dr. Charles Socarides, I don't know if I pronounced that, in the Journal of American Medicine, said, homosexuality is not innate or born, but an acquired or learned process. That's what he said, and he was a scientist that had studied it. And then William H. Masters and Virginia E. Johnson, in Human Sexuality, this is in 1985, they said the genetic theory of homosexuality has been generally discarded today. There is no evidence that homosexual preferences are genetically determined. They said, these are the scientists, and they're saying this genetic theory of homosexuality, that's been discarded. That theory that people were born that way, that theory has been discarded by these scientists. See that? But, she may have had some scholars that said differently. I just gave you two scholars that said people are not born that way. I'm talking about scientists. But you know, I think on this issue and just about any other issue, you can find scholars and scientists on both sides. What we're talking about tonight is biblical Christianity. Since we have scientists on both sides of this, we're going to have to go by God's Word, since He knows, since we know He is right. And in Romans 1, 26 and 27, the Bible says that women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men leaving the natural use of the woman. Condemning homosexuality, and he says it's against nature. If a person was born a homosexual, and he committed the sin of homosexuality, he wouldn't be going against nature. He would be going according to his nature. But this says that it's against nature, proving they're not born that way. Marge, God did not make anybody a homosexual. And then Marge mentioned, I think she was talking about my passages in Leviticus. She says, well, this is just talking about ritual uncleanness. That's the term that she used. Well, Marge, let me know. You remember Leviticus 18:22 and 20:13 are where it condemns homosexuality. Well, just before that, in both places, Leviticus 18:20 and 20:10, adultery is condemned. Is that just ritual uncleanness? The adultery? That's right in the same context. And then we pointed out that bestiality or having sex with an animal, that's condemned almost in the same breath as homosexuality. Are those only, were those only wrong then because it was ritual uncleanness? Like the things you brought up with the catfish and the kind of clothing that's made of two different materials and mixed and things like that. That's right. There were some Old Testament regulations that aren't binding today.
Would you choose this one to be binding?
No. It's not that I choose. Remember, I said it from the very beginning, last night tonight, that I don't go by what I choose. Remember, last night if it was up to me to choose, I would allow women preachers. The New Testament says, for example, it's in Acts 10, but we can also read, I believe, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. It talks about some will depart from the faith, and then it says in verse 3, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from meats, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them, which believe and know the truth, for every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. What happened in Acts 10 is Peter, who had been a Jew throughout his life, would not eat some animals that he considered to be unclean, and God said no. Basically, he said no, things have changed. You can eat those animals now. The New Testament has changed some things. Did I just choose and pick and choose as my own preferences which ones of the Old Testament are still wrong? No, I didn't. It should be obvious to you. Why do I believe that homosexuality is wrong today, did I say it was because it was condemned in Leviticus?
5 minutes.
No, because it's condemned in the New Testament. Eating catfish is not condemned in the New. Wearing clothing made out of mixed fabric is not condemned in the New, but homosexuality is condemned in the Old and the New. And then Marge, I think she was talking about Romans 1, said that this is not really condemning homosexuality, but it had to do with idolatry. Homosexual activity by heterosexuals. Marge, according to that reasoning, if you take your reasoning to its proper conclusion, then the other sins mentioned in that context would also be not sins. They would be okay to do because they're just condemned because they're associated with idolatry. That would be fornication, murder, deceit, haters of God. In other words, those things aren't really wrong, but they were only condemned there because people were committing fornication or murder in worship to an idol. That was Marge's argument. You get it? If her argument is that homosexuality is not really condemned here, but it was only because they were doing it in worship to idol, then that would mean murder is right. It's in the same context. Murder is okay, but it was only condemned here because it was done in service or worship of an idol. Marge, these people here committing the sin of homosexuality in Romans 1 are not heterosexuals.
Yes, they are.
Hold my time. Let's, if you don't mind, Marge, let me have my time.
Okay.
Then you reply to what I say in your speeches. It works better that way. Otherwise, we end up like Crossfire on TV where they're constantly interrupting each other. But I appreciate you being zealous and enthusiastic, okay? Okay, Lonnie. Here's how I know these are not people of heterosexual orientation, but committing homosexual acts. Here's how I know. Because it says they burned in their lust one toward another. That means that these men who are having sex with other men weren't heterosexual orientation, having sex with other men, as they might do in prison. These were men who lusted after other men. That's what they desired. That's what they wanted. They were going according to their own lust, according to their own passion and their own desire. As you would put it, they had homosexual orientation. But God still severely condemned it when they committed the homosexual act. The language of the passage condemns the act of homosexuality itself, not just because it's committed in an act of worship to an idolatry, which is not mentioned here really. Idolatry is in the context, but not that's not what this is talking about. It says vile affections. They changed the natural use, burning their lust. As John Boswell said, he's a homosexual champion scholar, he said it is clear that the sexual behavior itself is objectionable to Paul, not merely its associations. Paul is not describing cold-blooded, dispassionate acts performed in the interest of ritual or ceremony. He states very clearly that the parties involved burned in their lust one toward another. It is unreasonable to infer from the passage that there was any motive for the behavior other than sexual desire. Do you see that? They were going according to their desire, their orientation, not against their orientation, and it was still severely condemned.
2 minutes.
Then Marge brought up Sodom and Gomorrah and said basically, well, it was a sin of inhospitality. Marge, in chapter 18, verse 20, we see that Sodom and Gomorrah's sin was called grievous, very grievous, even before the visitors came. She said they were trying to have sex with angels. They didn't know they were angels. They were angels, but they thought they were men. They wanted to have sex with men. And before the angels came, the visitors came, their sin was already called very grievous. That's why Abraham and God had the bargaining session. And then in chapter 19, verses 4 and 5, the men of Sodom requested homosexual relations with these visitors. The proposed homosexual relations, verse 9, are called wicked. This is before rape was considered. They're asking for these relations. It's called wicked, and Lot rebuffs their request. After Lot rebuffs their request for consensual homosexual sex with these men, then the men of Sodom and Gomorrah resorted to attempted rape. And then Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed because of their wickedness, in particular their homosexuality. It's so well understood that the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was homosexuality that the very term sodomite was coined from the term Sodom and Gomorrah, that city. That's why we call homosexuals sodomites, because it's so well understood that the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was homosexuality. She brought up Jude verse 7. The Bible says, didn't say their sin in Jude verse 7 was inhospitality. It said it was fornication, going after strange flesh. In other words, sex, flesh of the same sex. Homosexual sex. How much time long?
30 seconds.
And then, I tell you what, I don't have time to get to Ezekiel 16, but I'll try to do that next time. I just want to leave with you my last 30 seconds. I want to read to you again, since the power is in the Word, Romans 1, 26 and 27. For this cause God gave them up into vile affections. For even the women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. That's lesbians. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. No, they weren't heterosexuals doing homosexual acts. They lusted after one another. Men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recipe of their error, which was me. Thank you very much.